News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, December the 7th, December the 7th, 2012. And it's somebody's birthday today. Hello, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is the
Happy
21st.
Happy birthday, dear Bad Bob. Happy birthday to you. I hope you get lucky. I hope you get lucky. I hope you get lucky on your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 21st century. Where's my flying cars? Dang it.
You know what? You know, I looked at Blade Runner the other day. You know, it was made in like 1987. It was set for 2007 or something like that.
2019.
Well, you know what? I'm looking around. I don't think we're going to make the cars that levitate like that. And I mean, maybe the cities will look like that, you know, given the economy and the fact that we don't hold criminals in jail anymore and
keep everybody in those.
You know what?
I'm
beginning to believe that Just Bob's a replicant, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm going to have him ask him questions about what's a tortoise. What do you think when you see a tortoise? Okay. Anyway, all right. We've got a lot of interesting stuff today. We're going to talk about. Plus we have Dr. Doug McConnell coming in on the latest on his figures and facts on Obamacare, and then on Monday morning we're following that up with Judy Maxwell, who has a premier insurance agency, but works with healthcare all the time, and she's going to talk about the impact of Obamacare on your health insurance. And people are thinking, oh, no, I can get health insurance. Well, you know what? There's a lot to this that nobody is, you know, each day opens up a new avenue of surprises, and, you know, and they go, woo-wee. I didn't know that was in there, but they're going to trust me. It's in there. And so we've got a lot of other things to talk about, but we always start off our morning with our Wells Fargo advisors with the Market Minute. And here's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 56 points at 13,130. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 3 at 1,417. And the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 2,990. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 17 cents at $10.62 and Western Gas Equity Partnership up 56 cents at $27.74. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 3 cents at $16.24 and North Valley Bank is up 5 cents at $14 even. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 2.81%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is unchanged at $86.26. Gold is up 40 cents at $1,702.20, and silver is down 3 cents at $33.08. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. You know what? We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460 AM. You can't find your way through the woods without a good guide, and the Wells Fargo Advisors are going to help you through that, the woods of Wall Street. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by and see them at Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Hit me with the weather.
46 degrees and clear right now in Reading as we look at the forecast. It's going to be mainly sunny, then a few afternoon clouds, a high of 63 degrees. and clouds this evening, then mainly clear skies overnight. The low will be around 41, starting to cool off pretty good. And for your Saturday, partly cloudy and a high of 63. Once again, in Reading, we have 46, and the weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday nights, well, last night, but every Thursday night is pizza night. And, of course, great food, great ambiance. They've got many Christmas parties going on up there. But there is still always room for brunches on Sundays, and they have this Eggs Benedict out there that is just outstanding. 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some things we want to talk about. Again, Bob Belongi, a stalwart member of our force, of our little band of brothers here. We couldn't do it without you, Bad Bob.
And thank you.
Happy birthday.
Will I keep holding on to yesterday?
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire
Yesterday,
Radio.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
December 7th, 1941. It doesn't seem like it, but, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, our heroes from there that are going to be celebrating the, you know, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And there's five right here in the North State. And at 9:20, they're going to be there at the at City Hall. And they're going to, they've got a ceremony they do every year. And it's at, not City Hall, I'm sorry, at the County Building on Court Street in between the two buildings there. There's a memorial. And there, we have five left of the Pearl Harbor survivors. And the, but the anniversary or the ceremony marking the 71st anniversary of December 7th, 1941. Is going to be outside the Shasta County Courthouses at 1500 Court Street. It's going to be at 9:50 today, so 10 till 10, and features a moment of silence at 9:55. Remembrances and remarks, prayers, a laying of the wreaths, and a rifle volley. Caps will be played. You know, when you think about it, and Bob, you get involved in this, get involved a lot in this too, is that, I mean, they have, you know, they officially canceled the big meeting for the Pearl Harbor survivors out in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, mm-hmm. because so few of them can make it anymore.
Well, it was 71 years ago. You figure most of those guys were 17, 18 years yeah. old, and
yeah, so they're
young men who
91
found themselves thrust into war.
Yeah, I mean, you see one, yeah, you see them at 91, 92, 93, and then the you know, now a lot of the World War II reunions are not happening. Because all of the soldiers there, you know, even if they came in 44, 45, they're in their late 80s, early 90s.
I remember as a youngster seeing the World War I veterans go away one by one until the last of them was gone. So it just
rolls
forward.
The last one there wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah, the last one in Britain. Yeah, the last one in the United States about 5 years ago.
And yeah.
I think the last of the British World War I veterans just passed.
But here's the thing. If you get a chance, head on down there to the county courthouse and see these men. There's, and I believe all five of them are going to be there. And the, and who were there, including one that I believe was on the ships that day. But don't forget this. I mean, here it is, 71 years after the bombing of Pearl Harbor that pulled this country together and really set the stage for America becoming the force of the world since then. When I say that, you know, after World War II, our manufacturing was huge. Our strength was enormous. Our people united. We then had the GI Bill. We then had the VA program, GI Bill, where so many men and women went to school and got their education, received their educations. And then, of course, they had the VA then to help them buy a house. So the whole thing tied into that, and the greatest generation then built the world, brought democracy and change to Japan and Germany, who have thrived in world. In fact, Germany being probably the most powerful nation in Europe, which is scary to some people, but that's just, you know, they are, and in Japan, who is a very powerful nation, not militarily, but a powerful nation. All of it started when on that bombing day. Well, you could say it started earlier, but on that day when we entered the war, it changed the world that day. And of course, from that war came the nuclear buildup, nuclear bombs. Two were dropped in Japan, and when I hear this, I you know, there's actually a show on one of these cable channels that says, well, you know what, saying that. Dropping the bomb on Japan, the two bombs in Japan to force them to surrender, to save lives. You know, and here's what it said. Cheapened the deaths of the people who had already fought their way through the Pacific. And this is one of those, what do they call that? This is when they go back and they want to rewrite history.
Revisionist.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, the person who wrote this is the same idiot, same ass. That, you know, that wants to apologize for the fact that we dropped a nuke on Hiroshima. No. Guess what? They'd already fought in Okinawa, and the people there were killing themselves by the thousands. They were having suicide attacks. They felt the minimum casualties going into mainland Japan, or the main islands of Japan, were going to be close to a million.
Doesn't now, matter if you're vaporized or if you take a 30 caliber through the gizzard. You're just as dead.
You know, and the other thing, too, is that you look at the bombings. The carpet bombings the Americans and the Allies were doing in Japan were causing thousands of deaths. They dropped this bomb, and they said, you need to surrender. They didn't do it. You dropped the second bomb. Then they surrendered. So, you know, for people to sit back 70 years later and say, well, you know, I'm not sure we needed to do that. Oh, my gosh, look what we did. Well, what we did was we reacted to a war. We reacted to people attacking us. We reacted to people that would not surrender. And how many more bodies of Americans did we need to push up on the shores? So, and from that, the United States has been the only power that's used an atomic weapon during war. We're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media and your community radio. And I've got a couple, you know, local things we'll be talking about as soon as we get back. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM, on the road here. Hey, 7:25 in the morning. It's December the 7th, 1955, we know what happened. December 7th, 1955, Bad Bob was born. So if Ready anybody wants, you know what? I've got to get back in the chat room. If anybody wants to say hello to Bad Bob, are they anybody saying hello to you and happy birthday, and they want to give you birthday spankings?
Oh, Angel said happy birthday, so did Sun Gold.
Yeah.
And, let's see here. Comment about the scroll bar. Just reboot there.
We got everything fixed. Yeah, we got the sound back on and all that. That was a strange thing. Okay. Today.
Blame Bill Gates.
Yeah. Stuff the bus with toys at Robobank on Hilltop, on the Hilltop, drive one from 7 a.m. or 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I think that goes. Stuff the bus with toys at the Robobank. This is for the Salvation Army. We like that. And tonight, we have at the Classic Cafe at 2427 Athens Avenue, right here in Reading, Millie and Kathy are having their December 7th dinner. They do dinners once a month. And in this case, it's going to be a sneezy dinner. It's going to be a patriotic dinner. It's going to be an American dinner. Liver and onions, catfish with homemade hush puppies, meatloaf, fried chicken, Yankee pot roast, pork roast, hand-cut New York steak, handmade bread pudding for dessert, homemade bread pudding for dessert, and apple pie. Plus a variety of wines and
apple
beers.
Pie.
Classy Cafe. They do so much for our community. They just love the veterans. They've done fundraisers to help raise funds for the Vietnam Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial statue.
Place is
tonight. It's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you're probably going to see Bad Bob if you go down there.
Yes. The place is a museum. Lots of pictures and mementos honoring our veterans from all the conflicts, from present day serving to World War II, and you could not find two people more dedicated to our veterans in this town. They are just fabulous. I've known them probably most of my radio career since about the mid-1980s when they first opened. They've been down there for 25 years at least, if not a little bit more. And I just love those two ladies. And it's kind of tucked away in a corner down there on Athens Avenue between a bar and a place that sells health water. But they serve up great food. You always get a big hug out of them if you're a regular. And don't let the exterior fool you. It is a great homey place, and they may not be as fast as some restaurants, but you're going to get some good down-home cooking from two of the finest ladies that you will ever meet, thanks to those great ladies at Classic Cafe. And if there's a veterans event, you're likely to find them involved, either making the food or otherwise involved.
You know, you're right. They're there. Okay, now some things that happened I just have to pass along. And, you know, I received you know what, Bad Bob, you saw this happen last night. I received a birthday present from my friend Leonard, who, at the Four Winds Jewelry. Let me ring that bell. What I got was, he had been saving this for like 6 or 7 months. Had gotten it sent to him. And he had it wrapped up and he gave it to me. And, you know, in today's society of just take, 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 to have somebody just give you something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about, well, you know, really the thing to do with it is pay it forward,
mm-hmm.
You know? So when I opened up my present, a photo of President Obama and his family, I sat there, and first of all, I was stunned, a tear in my eye. And I thought, you know, who am I to be the selfish, selfish person to keep a present of this magnitude? So I immediately came up with this idea, is that in the day of people grasping things to their chest and holding it, that giving to other people is the way to go. And not only that, but it's green, because if it's green and you hand it, I even use the same wrapping paper. So I look at it like this, that I'm paying it forward, but see, because of the money we owe. And this tremendous deficit we have. I'd like to call it, I'm paying the debt forward. And it's in a green manner. So I paid the debt forward and I gave that photo to Mike Huber of Estate Rent. Now, I want everybody to start checking our Facebook, because this is caught on, that we want to be a people of giving. And I am almost positive that this gift It's going to make its way around the North State and maybe the nation.
This is going to become the new fruitcake, isn't it?
This is it's a pleasant picture of our president and his family. And like I said, Mike Huber of Estate Granite has it now. Pay it forward, my friend. We're going to take a quick break here. Garland and the Bot, Casey and R, 1460. Thank you, Leonard. I know you're listening.
You can't make this stuff. Fox News is next.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market on Wall Street as stocks pair gains after the latest report on consumer sentiment. December's preliminary reading from the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Gauge fell more than expected to 74.5. Economists forecast a reading of 82. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 40 points. D.R. Horton is the latest company to move up its quarterly payout or issue a special end-of-year payment. The company is declaring a cash dividend of 15 cents a share, accelerating the payment of all quarterly dividends that would have been paid next year. Chairman Donald R. Horton owns more than 8% of the outstanding stock. Like many companies, D.R. Horton is trying to shield investors from potentially having to pay higher taxes on dividend income starting in January. And the video game industry suffered another sales slump in November despite the release of high-profile installments in the Call of Duty, Halo, and Assassin's Creed franchises. According to the NPD Group, overall sales were down 11% from the same time last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactive with two free extras, go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Friday, December the 7th. Bad Bob's birthday. And Jimmy wants to know if we can have an on-air spanking sound of of Bad Bob getting his birthday spanked.
I can hear a shotgun racking.
If I tried to give him a spank, you'd hear the shotgun going off. So I guess we, just Bob and I could jump on him and spank him here. You know, it's not as much fun as when we do it to Linda, though.
Not nearly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Sheriff Jim Pope was on for a little bit last night. Had some great. You know, he's going to be on the show here. Not next week, but the week after.
Class act.
Some of the things he said. Some of the things he said were just true. You know, he said, you know how situations will change. Situations will change in your life, but your principles never should.
That's
yeah,
good.
That was good. I like that. And there's more. He'll be on the show. You know, what is it? We have a string of shares like Pope and then Basenko. I mean, guys that care, truly, truly care about this community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we're lucky. I think we're very fortunate that we have people like this up here. Okay, this goes out to Wampus. Wampus, you ready? Yatta hey. All right. Wampus knows. Wampus knows what that means.
Yeah,
this portion of the show.
Taxi.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by Crackmaster, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster, saw him last night, can do a guarantee the other shops don't. He'll guarantee that windshield. From an itty bitty chip up to cracks 24 inches long. And, you know, he fixed that 12 inch crack in my windshield. It's like years ago now. And, you can't even see it. Head on down to 3280 Market Street in Reading or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He does guarantee his work, and if something happens and you bring it back later, you know what? He makes sure it's right. That's Reading and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, let's get into things. You know, the headline, Herger's office goes unplugged. Now, you know, because, you know what? I don't even want to read the comments that come in after that one. Herger's office goes unplugged. How much do you want to bet is the first comment was, it was plugged?
Yeah.
It was plugged in or something like that. You just know what it's going to be. All right. Don't ask, don't tell. You remember Don't Ask, Don't Tell went away. Obama says, well, you know what? Yeah, there's two wars going on, but really, frankly, my agenda on gays takes priority. No matter that the commandants of the Marine Corps commanding general of the Army said, you know what? Not now, not during this war. Can you back off a few days, a few months? And, of course, Obama says no, because Obama has a disdain for the military, which I will address in Time Under the Helmet blogs. I'm getting ready to start that series. It's about a six-part series just saying why I believe he has disdain for the military and why at some point that he was going to set it back so far. I don't know if we're going to be able to fix it right away. But what's up now? Okay, so he did away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and so you got the photos of the little Marine running across the hangar, jumping in the air, and wrapping his legs and arms around his stalwart, bigger male buddy. Yeah, and so you have that. Is there a problem? It depends on how you read it. I mean, there's, you know, oh, no, everything's been fine. Well, but then you read other things that say, well, perhaps it's not going as well as we thought. But that's okay. There hasn't been anything major, and if it works, that's great. But here is the after effects on this. And this is impacting on gays in the military more than it is anybody else. When they have don't ask, don't tell's gone. I'm gay. I'm proud of it. I'm in the military. Well, that's fine. The problem is, under the Defense of Marriage Act, in that the federal government does not recognize gay marriages. If they don't recognize gay marriages, guess what else they don't recognize in the military? You don't get the medical benefits. You don't get the housing benefits. You don't get the wills done. You don't get any of those things done because it's not recognized. So even though we know that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was, you know, a part of the agenda for the gays is that the fact is that it's not working for the gays in the military because they don't rate anything else. Now, the Defense of Marriage Act is working its way through courts and the Obama administration says, even though it's the law of the land, I refuse to defend that with lawyers from the attorney general. So he said, I'm not going to do it. So the Congress, the congressional, the House of Representatives are providing lawyers to fight this because it was passed by the House and Senate and became a law of the land. I don't know why he just doesn't set it aside.
Upholding the law.
Well, anyway, they're upholding the law. Anyway, it just is that it's the gay agenda in the military has stopped right there. Yes, they can still get married. But here's my other question is this. Say they're in a state that recognizes gay marriage. So there's only two states that they've recognized gay marriage in a popular vote. The other ones were like in legislation, and then there's lawsuits after that, like Prop 8, blah, 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 blah. Is that what happens if they're married in a state that recognizes it? Let's say Connecticut. I think Connecticut. And then they go to Texas, which doesn't recognize it. So what rights do the servicemen or women have that are married in the eyes of Connecticut, not married in the eyes of the military, and not married in the eyes of the people in Texas? Is this somewhat convoluted? Am I looking at this in a wrong sense? So some people would just say, well, it's fine. Just pass the law. They're married. Let them be married. They don't care if they're, you know, men or women. I saw something that said, look at these two women have been together for 35 years and they're finally getting married. And I thought, well, that's huge. God, that's great. Them. I love that. Anybody that's been together for 35 years is great. But don't tell me that the trial lawyers or the family lawyers aren't kind of rubbing their hands together about, oh, gays get married, gays break up. More chances here for divorces. But the thing is that's not, doesn't even have anything to do with it. I'm talking about the military. Now that they're married, but yet they don't get the same rights as the heterosexual married couple. And watch what happens next. And I talked about this when this thing first came up. I said, well, you know, what's going to happen is that the lawsuits are going to follow. Of course they're going to follow. And if you find out that this Defense of Marriage Act can stand, imagine that. Marriage between man and woman, that's what the federal government recognizes. What happens then? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, 7:45 in the morning on December 7th. Hope you're having a great morning. Angel, I'm sorry about your foot. Angel dropped like a half gallon of paint. Not just the paint, but the can that the paint was in on her foot. I'm sorry about that. And also, we've got a family that's refusing to take assistance from the government, but things are tough on them. And we're going to do some things. We're going to try and get them some gift cards. So if anybody's out there, we're going to set up a little something here. You know, it's not money, but maybe gift cards, something, you know, from some of the places around here for food. Or
most of the major stores now offer gift cards.
And you get for toys and things like that. Yeah. So you get, you know, $10 here. You know, that, you know, it just makes a huge difference. $10 here, $20 there, that kind of
stuff.
Even
just an Applebee's or something. Give them a night out, you know.
Yeah, that's a, you know, something like that the family can go. So we're going to be working on that one. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. They got all these great Christmas and holiday type coffees that make you feel good. And then, of course, you can go next door and they've got the lowest prices for tobacco in town. Meet or beat any price here in the city of Reading. And the people in Tobacco and Brew are really, really nice people. Discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelley have been stalwarts of our community for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You know, two things. You know, one is, you know, realignment. It's, we're saying, okay, things have gotten better in realignment, but have they? Bruce Ross had a really good editorial today. And I want to take it a little bit further. I think it's Bruce wrote it. The bottom line is that since we've opened up the jail, and, you know, hooray for Sheriff Pasinko opening up that third floor, or the additional floor, the people that were not showing up for their initial places in court, showing up for court the first time, appearances, that's dropped to over half. The problem is, after that, they don't show up. So where they've already shown up for the first appearance, when they're showing up for the second appearance, that it's not happening. And we still are playing catch up. You know, that the building that they were going to put up to have, you know, to have all these things, the that Wes Foreman was heading up, is not going to be built until, it looks like, till January. It was supposed to open up, of course, in December. But why is it opening up in December? The problem is that this thing, we've known about this thing for so long, and yet nothing was done at the beginning. So here it is, well over a year. We had the money, and Wes Foreman, who is in charge of all this thing, it just is, I mean, now we're starting to get it done. Well, the question is, it's not as bad, first of all, as the record search light says, is that our justice system is crumbling around us. No, of course not. Hyperbole! Leave that for radio. We don't want that in our opinions on our newspapers. Hyperbole is for us in the radio. When we go like, ah! But here it is. Our justice system is not crumbling. We have police on the streets. They're in the sheriffs in the streets. We have the courts going, the judges going, and all this. But this realignment thing was handled abysmal. It's abysmal the way the realignment was handled. Well, Wes Foreman, you're in charge of it. So, but, Wes, frankly, Where are the judges? Aren't they the ones that hired you? Where was there anything from them? Why are the judges who nobody can even identify who hired him or, you know, that, and they, many of them are appointed from the state. What's going on with them? Now, the other thing, what about the board of supervisors? All of a sudden, the board of supervisors get into this thing like 6 months after it started instead of being in there the first day. Leadership. Where's the leadership there that said, this is going to be a huge problem? We're going to get some, we're going to have so many criminals. It's going to make California Street look like the exercise yard at San Quentin.
I mean, it doesn't already.
Well, it does now. And people are going to go in and go, ah, ha, 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 you arrest me, put me in there. You know, I'll just show up. They're just going to turn around and put me out. Yeah, I've stolen everything from that building I could possibly steal, but I didn't hurt anybody. Oh, there I am out in the street again. There's something wrong here. But it doesn't mean the justice system's breaking down. What it means is that we need the facilities up that should have been up 6 months ago. I mean, what are you talking about? It's a building that's already there. You refurbish it, and you had the money. Wrong. It wasn't handled. Somebody needs to be held responsible for this. So who is it going to be? DeSenko did his part. He opened it up. The police are out there arresting them as fast as they can. So who's in charge of this morass? Who's in charge of this? And in the future, Record Searchlight, let the hyperbole stay where it belongs. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 AM. You know what? Your community radio station. If it's happening, we'd like to think it's happening here. 7:55 in the morning on December the 7th, Bad Bob's birthday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will take care of your service. They're going to keep you warm. They're going to keep you cool. Head to homecomfort.org, their website, or listen, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Been in business since 1992, and they can handle any type of heater or heating or air conditioning unit. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Working on Bob's place right now, and he's loving it. Lots of people in the chat room. Good morning, everybody. You know, we're talking a little bit about Fargy, and he said he's got some people that need some help, and he put his phone number out there. I think that's a good idea about the gift cards, because, you know, it can really help them out, and they can help, you know, instead of just, you know, pushing money or giving them things that maybe they don't need, especially they are in need of things, probably giving them gift certificates to Target, Lowe's, you know, Toys R Us, and those kind of things might be pretty cool. All right. You know, people are talking about insurance and Obamacare. Doug McConnell is going to be on in the show here in the next hour talking about Obamacare. Monday, Judy Maxwell is going to be talking in here talking about health insurance. And when you talk to Judy and what you all are talking about right now, people don't realize in Obamacare they have to have it. Oh, guess what? It's going to cost you this much. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have that money. Well, that's right. And here is a fallacy here. If somebody is not going to pay for the insurance, what are you going to hold over their heads? And they don't pay income tax. Because that's what they said. Oh, well, we're going to fine you and take the money out of your income tax. What if they don't pay income tax? I need somebody to explain this to me. Because if you don't buy insurance and you're not paying taxes to the government, how can they punish you? Are they going to come to your house and, you know, and tickle you? And say, we're going to tickle you until you pay? No. What are they going to do? And so then, okay, I don't have insurance, and I don't pay income taxes, so where do I go if I have something wrong? Oh, I go to the emergency room. And isn't this the idea? Was this was going to take the pressure off the emergency rooms? In my humble opinion, I think that we have not even seen. You know what? The point we've seen how bad this possibly could be is, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. This is just kind of the rising of the water over the tip of the iceberg. Because if people don't want to play the game, if they don't want to join, they're not going to have to as individuals. Now, on the other hand, businesses are going to get hammered in this. There goes their, if they keep their full-time employees, then they're going to have to go out of business, especially ones that have got, like, you know, that they're on that, you know, teeter-totter side, which everybody's been, most people have been, unless, of course, you've been a Hollywood movie star, and then you make millions of dollars. But everybody's kind of like going along there, okay, we're trying to expand, we're trying to grow forward. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get hammered on insurance. Because if I don't pay it, now I've got to pay a fine for these people, which then takes away any money that I've made this year. So this is just a mess. And like I said, Doug McConnell is going to come in and talk about it. But Judy Maxwell on Monday with talking specifically about Obamacare and health insurance and what people think and what reality is going to just completely open your eyes. And you're going to sit there and sit down and go, oh, I need to listen to this. I need this to send this to all my friends that voted for Mr. O, because this is just not going to be fixed. And let's talk about the fiscal cliff. Oh, we're coming to the fiscal cliff. We could go over the fiscal cliff. Well, maybe we need to. Maybe we need to go over the fiscal cliff. Not all the departments in government is going to shut down. Military won't, others, emergency service, all that kind of stuff. They won't shut down. But maybe we need to have a huge wake-up thing and say, okay, you know what? It's not just enough to raise revenues or raise taxes, which is what they're saying. There's got to be cuts in spending. And that's like any businessman you're ever going to meet that has a business. Yes, I can try to I can raise my price, raise revenue, but I've got to cut expenses. The scary thing that Brian Daly told us yesterday, Assemblyman Brian Daly on his third day, he said he was surprised to see how many of the assembly members had never owned a business, had never had to make a payroll, never had to not get paid to pay their people, pay the taxes or whatever. That, to me, was probably one of the most frightening things he said yesterday. Not about, oh, gosh, we've got to get along and all that. Yeah, you know, you're going to have to. I mean, hell, we're so outnumbered down there. You can shoot in all directions, as we once said in the Marines. But it's people in there that have never run a business, have no concept, and they're making rules about businesses. It's kind of scary, my friends. All right. The stages of hyperbole to the highest. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after the news. We've got Dr. Doug McConnell here, head of the heart surgery and cardiology there at Shasta Regional. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Unemployment hasn't been this low since just before President Obama took office. As there was more hiring last month than expected, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The unemployment rate has dropped to 7.7%, the lowest since December 2008. But the economy added just 146,000 jobs last month. It offers a mixed picture of the economy. Much of the drop in the employment rate is attributed to the number of unemployed giving up the job search. Job growth, however, suggests more employers are not yet putting off hiring because of fiscal cliff concerns, and retailers help boost employment figures. Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow's up 36 points. The White House says this is evidence the economy keeps recovering, as President Obama keeps insisting as part of the fiscal cliff negotiations, higher-income Americans must pay higher tax rates next year. Republicans call that a job killer.
The president said in his post-election press conference that the most important thing to him was jobs and the economy. Well, then he turns right around and says, I want to raise taxes by $1.6 trillion. Those seem to be very contradictory objectives.
GOP Senator John Thune, the fighting is fierce again today in Syria near Damascus as the U.S. and Russia consider working together, setting aside long disagreements over how to handle the civil war.
I don't think anyone believes that there was some great breakthrough. No one should have any illusions about how hard this remains.
Secretary of State Clinton the day after talks with her Russian counterpart and Syria's UN peace envoy. A few days ago, an Australian radio station made a prank phone call to a British hospital pretending to be the Queen.
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate.
Checking in on Prince William's wife being treated for intense pregnancy morning sickness. Now today, the nurse who first answered the call, then transferred it to the ward where Kate was staying, has been found dead near the hospital in what may be a suicide. The British royal family has just issued a statement offering deep sadness and sympathy to the family. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
He has led Palestinian militants from afar for years. Now the head of Hamas has gone to Gaza.
When Hamas leader Khalid Mashal arrived in Gaza, he got down on his knees to offer a prayer of thanks. Mashal hasn't been in the Palestinian territory since he was 11 years old. He survived a number of assassination attempts. Israel tried to kill him 15 years ago in Jordan. But Mashal knows this time he's safe. Hamas has gained popularity among Palestinians after the recent war with Israel. He's also got the backing of Egypt's main political party, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the country's president. One analyst calling his visit a poke in the eye for Israel. In Jerusalem, Emily with the Fox News Radio.
They got a scare in Japan. That is the shaking a strong earthquake caused, a magnitude 7.3 off the coast, triggering tsunami warnings in the area devastated last year. But this time, just small waves were generated and there was no major damage. A Scranton, Pennsylvania man is charged with theft, stealing the engagement ring that he gave his ex-girlfriend and then giving it to his wife, hoping to patch up his relationship with her. If you're a parent, you know that kids can drive you crazy. But did you also know they can keep you alive?
The people who live longer are the people who have children. Folks who don't have children die at a rate up to 4 times greater than moms and dads. The study reported in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health finds a link between childlessness and shorter lifespans and mental problems. The risk of premature death is more pronounced among women. They are 4 times more likely to die. Among men, the risk of early death is double. You do not have to be a biological mother and father. Even for adoptive parents, there are life-extending benefits. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
When would you pay $50 for a crappy cup of joe? When it's black ivory coffee made from elephant dung. A new brew uses beans fed to elephants in Thailand and plucked from their waste, joining coffee made similarly from civet cat poop as the most expensive in the world, $500 a pound. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. We got these cute little things we're putting around the mics that says KCNR, 1460 AM. Dr. McConnell stuck himself in the eye with it. He threw it down on the table. So, you know, I don't know what to do about this. Physician, heal thyself.
All right, we'll do that.
It's 8:05 in the morning, December 7th. And today is Bad Bob's birthday.
And oh!
Today is Bad Bob's birthday. He was born in 1955. He went to school and left school at an early age, was asked to. And in fact, he told me that sixth grade was the favorite, his sixth grade was three of the most favorite years of his life. So anyway, but
I can so feel the love.
You know what? Yeah. If without Bad Bob, we wouldn't be on the air. So there may be people whipping the hit out on you.
Right, Bob, now. I love you. You're great.
We love you, man. AK, also today is December 7th, of course. And there is going to be a ceremony at the county courthouse down there, on Court Street at the Pearl Harbor Memorial right there. And we have 5 Pearl Harbor survivors that will be there. So try to be there at 9:50. At 9:50 for this, for the Pearl Harbor survivors and the Pearl Harbor, the memory of what happened on this date 71 years ago. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 19 points at 13,093. Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 1 at 1,412, and the NASDAQ is negative 13 at 2,975. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 8 cents at $10.54, and Pfizer down 24 cents at $25.37. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 1 cent at $8.29, and Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $4.49. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.61%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 5 cents at $86.21, gold up $1.40 at $1,703.20, and silver up 1 penny at $33.12. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Monday through Friday, we have our Wells Fargo advisors at 710, 810, and 906 here in the morning. And if you want to visit them, you've got to head on down to Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're going to tell you what's happening in Wall Street. If anybody can tell you what's happening in Wall Street, they can tell you what's happening in Wall Street. Now, you know, it's Friday, so it must be time for our physical fitness tip. And here's Amy from Addison's Peak Performance.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you know the best part. You know the best part about seeing Amy, you know,
what?
Is that Amy comes up that huge smile and gives you a hug. Just makes you feel good.
That's what you're supposed to have 10 hugs a day.
Really? I'll be right down.
Yeah.
I want to be hugged. I want to be hugged by all the girls that are training people there in Adamson's.
We're a cute bunch.
And then I want you to take the defibrillator machine and just keep it ready.
Maybe I should go with you for your safety.
Dr. Doug McConnell, my cardiac man, he's here with me. He's going to come down and watch.
Yeah, this will be. Well, I'll stand by.
Okay, there's your minute. Get off the air. All right. Okay, Amy, what you got?
All right, have you heard of the expression aces of spades?
Well, yeah.
Of course. Well, I want you to think of, for this wintertime, aces for your skin. Okay, so what do I mean? I want you to think of, with this winter weather, it's really hard on our skin. So I need you to make sure you're getting plenty of antioxidants. And a great way to do that is to remember the acronym ACEs. So A, obviously, is for vitamin A. Things that have vitamin A in it, like red bell peppers, carrots, sweet potatoes, and spinach. And then C, of course, is vitamin C. Things like kiwi, grapefruit, broccoli, strawberries. And then E would be vitamin E, great antioxidant. So things like almonds, sunflower seeds, olive oil, avocados, peanut butter. And finally, something that's kind of unique, people haven't heard too much of, the S actually stands for selenium. And when selenium, which is a mineral, is mixed with vitamin E, it makes a great antioxidant. And selenium can be found in Brazil nuts, shellfish, salmon, tilapia, and mushrooms. So during this wintertime, I want you guys to make sure you're doing ACEs for your faces.
Are you sure it's not
good antioxidant food?
Are you sure it's not ACED? A-C-E-D for the D for donut?
No.
No? Well, what would you have done if you said, have you heard of ACEs of eight? If I said no, what would you have done? What would you have done, Amy?
I didn't even go there. I didn't even think about that.
Well, what if I said no? So, no. I mean, what if you had said something? You say things like, oh, yeah, sure, Amy, just keep talking. Because we got like 10 seconds.
I would have explained it to you.
No, you would have. Oh, then good. Hey, that's a good one. ACEs.
It sounds like some of this could be obtained by a margarita with a salmon dinner. And some almonds.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some steak tartare.
So we got to take.
You're getting off of the antioxidant side there, guys.
Well, I have vitamin C in that margarita.
There you go.
Somewhere.
But you don't
care.
You take the lime margarita.
A shot of tequila, and then you bite into the lime. There you go. You get that cactus, which is agave. That's got to be good for you. And then you got lime for whatever that does. You know,
just kidding. I think Amy, she's making good sense.
Have we ruined your presentation, Amy?
No, I enjoy it. You guys are a good challenge.
I think that's good advice, though. ACEs for your skin.
Yeah,
actually, that's a good advice year round, isn't it, Amy? It's not just winter.
It is actually. ACEs for
I want to know if I can. Can I rub that selenium all over my face? Will that help me prevent me from burning?
You want to make sure you're making that beauty happen from the inside out, Carl.
Oh, well, is that why? So you'll see us licking the dirt because it's got selenium in it.
Yeah. That's why Amy glows.
That's right. Amy glows. And she does glow. I thought she glows because she was born near Three Mile Island, but maybe not.
Oh, jeez.
Been playing with those chem lights again, haven't you, Amy?
I know. Yeah. I did love chemistry.
Amy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's good advice,
Addison's
everybody.
Addison's Peak Performance. What a great time. What a great group of people down there. Linda's starting. By the way, Linda is starting her boot camp again on January 16th. If you want to get into the boot camp with Linda and watch Linda sweat and work hard, you need to go down to Addison's and say, I want to be in that class with Linda.
So what time does the hug line start?
Yep. When is that? Amy, you're gone.
Oh, shucks.
Just we had already moved on.
Oh, wow.
No, you cut her off. You know, bad boy, Amy. You know, forget.
I heard
you know
her
what?
Say
Give
have
me
a
back
good day.
The birthday present. Give me back the birthday present.
Oh, darn.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh and Dr. Doug McConnell, we're going to come back, and we're going to have things to talk about with Obamacare.
Right.
You know what? We got new facts and figures because you just can't believe. We couldn't believe how bad they were before, and like I said, tip of the iceberg.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7.
help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, Care and Compassion at a moment's notice.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 7th, 8:16 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Lots of people in the chat room. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Just saw them last night. And you know what Shasta Gas Propane has going for it? How about 4,000 customers in Shasta and Trinity County? How about senior and veteran discounts? Yes. Competitive prices, locally owned, family operated, all employees are safety trained and service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane, they do the job for you. 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Good.
Yeah. Dr. Doug McConnell, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Carl and Bob, and happy birthday, Bob. And,
you know, just wonderful. Besides just being a friend, which I, you know, that Linda and I, think the world of you and Bonnie,
mm-hmm.
but your opinions, you know, from the very first time, I think, you know, right after we met you, I wanted you to come on and talk about the impending disaster. I guess that's the only word I can use on our medical system if all these provisions of Obamacare goes through.
Well,
and,
I think,
and now I hate to say, Boehner goes, it's the law of the land.
Well,
sure.
What I had was just as a physician on the sort of the front line and having basically been practicing medicine since the day I graduated medical school and living in ERs and big university settings and in the, as a military physician and back into practice in Long Beach and then now up in Redding was real world experience as to what should work as well as what the issues are. There's no question there are legitimate issues about the distribution and access to healthcare. Always have been. It's been managed in the past, or it does. Most people have gotten the care they need in the United States. There's no waiting lines for indigents with congenital heart disease to have surgery, unlike Canada. despite all the HEP, the profession and the hospitals have usually done a reasonably good job taking care of people. But, so my opinions were really that of, you know, this whole idea is too simplistic and too regimented and too centralized and bureaucratized. I guess that's where we started, is this was all being, at one time it was just a concept. Although the truth is it's a 20-year concept. concept. It's not just Obama's. You and I made that point before. We're really living out 20 years of bureaucracy within the federal and state system.
Started with Hillary and Bill.
Correct. Well, even prior to that, in the schools of public health and the universities, they basically populated the bureaucracy of the health systems within Washington, and they that's where they graduate and go to. They want to be planners. They're healthcare planners. And ultimately, these concepts and the pieces of the puzzle were all there, and they came together initially trying to Hillary care. It ran up the pole and got cut down. And this time it had the right timing and the right people and perhaps the thrust. And what you had was a Democratic Congress with President Obama. And that was the mix. And boom, really a lot of this was on the shelf for a long time. It's not just... President Obama didn't write this up while he was a state senator in Illinois and then bring it with him to Washington. Believe me, this came out of the bowels.
You don't think he was working on this when he was at Occidental University?
No. I think he knows very little about health care and truth. And in fact, he has a speech where he tried to tell the American public, he and his entire staff vetted and approved a teleprompter speech where he told, you know, it doesn't make any sense to not pay the private doctor $100 a visit to prevent this diabetic's loss of his leg and then pay a surgeon $35,000 to take it off. Pure poppycock. The Medicare rate is under $600 for anybody to take off a leg. Not that that's a great morning talk, but the point is he clearly spoke a lie to the American public to make his point, and everybody's administration knew it as well. They had to. Either that or they're totally ignorant of medicine. Either one is bad for me. Either
I like to think that either probably a little bit of both. They're ignorant of a lot of these things because it's never crossed their act, and they're liars.
Well, I think what you have then is they're willing to speak the lie to the American people, and in truth, Obamacare was brought to us on a lie on the cost. They fudged all the figures to get it to $860 billion as the cost over the next decade to the American public. That was a functional lie. It was known by everybody in the leadership, including the president, Nancy Pelosi, and the others, and it was actually known in a letter from the Congressional Budget Office to Pelosi and to Harry Reid that their estimates were incorrect because they had created an artificial downgrade of physician pay of $225 billion to make it fit. Anyway, that's all behind us. But the truth is, the American people need to know this was constructed and sold on a lie. And frankly, as an American citizen, as a former military officer, liars can't lead, in my book. They may command because they've got a job or a position, but they really can't lead the American people, and we're desperate for leadership on this issue. That's all.
We're desperate for leadership,
yes,
period.
Yeah, but leadership is based on one currency, trust, and you have to be able to realize the individual's doing the right job for you as best they can. They don't always have to succeed, but they do have to trust, and the American people are slow to wake up, and in fact, today we're sitting here, it's Pearl Harbor Day. What woke up the American people to the horror of what was happening in Europe with Nazi and the
extermination of Jews, well, Christians, and Catholics?
They never knew that till later in the war. But the point, it took D-Day for the American public to finally galvanize and understand we had to get back to basics here. We're in a fight for our life.
And we were in a fight for our life.
Right. So I think right now, no question about it.
We're still in a fight for our life, and I don't think people realize the fact that, oh, man, we were really past the break.
Oh.
We're going to take a break.
No,
that's okay.
Long.
No, I was enthralled about this. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest. We're castigating Obamacare.
I want to talk about the new costs.
And the new costs. Now, see, these are some costs that are just popping up. We're having people in the chat room. Angel. Talking to a lady that just said, I have to pay $1,000 for insurance? Excuse me!
It's many, many times that. It's my fault.
Okay, we'll be getting right back.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, People are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR1460, brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Whether it's new or previously owned, they've got a car, truck, or SUV for you. They're going to make great deals for you. They're your neighbors. Their service department will keep you on the road, get you in and out of there. Very professional. They are very knowledgeable. And the sales tax is going up 1 January. If you're thinking about, oh, I was going to get one in, you know, like February, March, jump in there now because it's going to save you money. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. If you have a question for the doctor about Obamacare and what he sees and, you know, some of the comments I've seen and hear about insurance and all that and see how that plays in. Again, Judy Maxwell is going to be on Monday to talk health mm-hmm. insurance. Okay, you've got some new cost here.
Well, I think I'm holding in my hands the latest release from the Joint Committee on Taxation and the Congressional Budget Office on the total taxes contained in the bill. Now, this is not a Republican document. This is a Congressional Budget Office document. So this is the official word. And there's 18 of them. But their total collections over the next 9 years are expected to total just under $900 billion, which is almost $1 trillion. Now, this is $1 trillion not that's even being discussed on the fiscal cliff issue. Remember, now the president's asking for, I think, $1.6 trillion of new income.
New income. And with another stimulus in there somewhere.
Well, but this is almost another $1 trillion that no one's talking about.
Well,
that's scheduled. And, well,
I'm sorry, but one of our chatters has said, question for the guest, with Obama being reelected and Obamacare going through, is that the reason my boss called me last night and told me I'm going to have to pay for half of my insurance cost?
I can't read your boss's mind, but in every business owner, and I'm a business owner, Carl is as well, we realize that the Blue Shield Blue Cross rates have gone up, spiked up here this year. I was called by my insurance agent on my employees and told that next year's bill will be up a significant amount. So your boss well may be reacting to this is the time of year when a lot of the policies flip over for the next year rates and are now we are actually seeing just without Obamacare even coming into the marketplace, everybody has raised their rates, the companies mostly in California particularly, because they try to get their rate requests in through the state government when they can because sometimes they start shutting them down. So they're all running to the exit on this and getting the rates up. So I can't tell you what your boss is, but he knows, as I know, that our costs related to health care provision for our employees is going to rise rather quickly because the government is now mandating what's contained in all those policies. So it's really going to be a one-size fulfillment policy.
One size screws all.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Oh, okay.
But the truth is the product is now being dictated from Washington. It's almost as if they decided what the perfect automobile would be for Americans to move around the country, and they dictated what it was going to be.
No matter where you lived or what kind of train or anything
like
that.
Or what you wanted or needed.
Yeah.
But you, your person, you know, it used to be where you bought the insurance that you needed.
Yeah. Okay, so Jimmy, I would say this, that you're right.
Jim, it's a good chance that your boss is reacting to. If you're a good manager or a good boss, you're looking down the road and you're seeing costs hitting you, whether it's supplies or services, you got to react. There's no
It is Blue Shield, you said. So that's probably
absolutely. Yeah. And they're all outraising him right
now. The employees here at KCNR 1460, after we sat down in an employee's handbook and I talked to everybody, they realized that. That a 30-30 Winchester round is much cheaper than health insurance if you get a little bit, you know, if you're not feeling too well. And we all saw that. So, went out and showed everybody. So anyway, so we have no sickness here at KCNR 14.
No, but you're going to have rising insurance costs. I can guarantee you that.
As
is all of
right. Absolutely right. Okay, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got Dr. Doug McConnell with us, and we're going to be talking more facts and figures of how Obamacare.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The White House calls it another sign the economy's getting better. More hiring.
Non-farm payrolls increased 146,000, well above expectations.
And Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes says unemployment dropped last month.
7.7%, the lowest level since December 2008.
In part because some people stopped looking for work.
Over 200,000 people who said that they were no longer unemployed, which is a kind of a double negative.
There's no progress on avoiding the fiscal cliff. House Speaker John Boehner says President Obama is slow walking us to the edge.
The risk the president wants us to take, increasing tax rates, will hit many small businesses that produce 60 to 70% of the new jobs in our country.
The president says the wealthier can afford to pay more, and that revenue is vital. Two American brothers who were born in Pakistan have pleaded not guilty in Florida to a plot to attack America, accused of wanting to use a weapon of mass destruction. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Waterland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. We have weather, whether we like it or not.
Oh. Whether you absolutely we do, and right now in beautiful downtown Reading, we have 50 degrees, 5-0. Look for today's high under partly cloudy skies of about 63. Tonight, continued partly cloudy, going to get a little bit chilly, could get down into the 30s, so grab an extra blanket and maybe a dog or two. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 61, 50 degrees right now in Reading, and the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, it's going to be a great time out there. Beautiful out there. Give them a call at 474-5546. Wonderful food. Great ambiance. Sporting clays, horseback rides. And they were doing, they did the inspection of the chapel.
Ah.
Yeah, see the county, in case you didn't know it, the county and Anselmo are in this struggle. And so they came out, day before yesterday, on Thursday. I guess it was yesterday, or Wednesday. One of those days, Wednesday, and went out there and they inspected the chapel and they brought the, you know, they brought a, you know, a contract and they were taking movies and you know what? The only comments are when they're looking at us, hey, this is beautiful.
Ah, well, I agree.
It is.
That.
It's beautiful.
I've had a tour.
And you know what? And that's the truth. So when you hear them say something like that, is it built to code? No, it's not built to code. It's built so far beyond code.
Yes.
Is the thing. Now here's the other point of this, and I don't mean to change the subject, Biz, but Anselmo has offered them, hey guys, let's just get together, look at the plings, give me my permits, if you know, and let's just walk away from this thing and move forward. I want to do things in this county. I want to spend more money here. I've only spent $25 million. The county has not come back and said a word to him. Why is that? Why isn't the record searchlight into that one? Why haven't they done that?
If you're asking me, I'm baffled.
I'm baffled by it.
He's
ready.
We are better for their presence and their investment in business and their commitment to excellence, both not only their food, but this chapel is a gorgeous place.
And, this whole thing could be settled.
He's trying to help us become a destination in the world of tourism, I think, and that would be a really nice thing for this county.
Where's the Board of Supervisors? Where are you, my friends? Why aren't you? I mean, the lawyers would love this to go on. And some of those lawyers are just saying, hey, we're ready to, you know what, we're ready to step back. And here, let's just do the permits. Bring in a third party. Let a third party inspect everything, make sure all the permits are done, and then step back. Why aren't the supervisors doing this?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You would think their one focus would be what's best for the citizens. $30,000
a month. If they spend $30,000 a month or more on this lawsuit, the county is our money.
Right.
Okay.
I was in Marysville yesterday noticing their downtown, these beautiful old buildings, and it was a destination, people walking around.
Sure.
Why can't this town of 100,000 people have a nice, viable city center? Why do we have this modernist junk? Why did we destroy our heritage? That's what I want.
Okay, now that goes back to the city guys.
You know, but in the county, too. Yeah. Why are we so adamant about, we've got what we want, and we don't want anybody else here?
There's all types of investigations going on, too, from what I understand. Okay, let's get out of that, and let's go to
Okay. Well, Dr. Obamacare. Yes, all Americans are going to be covered, whether you like it or not. And if you make a modest income, you're going to be forced to participate and be covered, either through your employer, who's going to have to adjust his wage and salary structures or his profit margins, or pass on the increasing cost to the customers of his goods or service. But everybody's going to be in this marketplace, and the thought is that somehow if you expand the marketplace, you somehow mitigate the risk and spread around, except you've added so many layers of bureaucracy and regulation that you're going to basically be assigning patients through these exchanges to what is via Medicaid. And so for the person in the chat room who said, what, I'm going to have to buy insurance? Yes, you're going to buy insurance or be assigned through into what is basically Medi-Cal. Now, Medi-Cal is the least popular of any access that I know of in public, and certainly in this county. And for a speech I gave last March, we went around trying to find providers in this county that will accept new patients on the Medicaid payment, who can afford to accept new patients. And I think we found one group, perhaps down in Anderson, and perhaps one office in all of Reading. The point is that you can't, on the Medicaid payment constructs for a elective patient management, it's exquisitely difficult for any physician operating an office to codes and in compliance with all the things we're now forced to do that cost us money and reporting to accept what the government has price fixed and stated they'll do. And so really when you hear about Obamacare, there's three delivery arms of healthcare in the country: Medicare, which we all pretty much know, but they're trying to cut that as well. Then you have the ACOs, which are sort of private care. It's called Accountable Care Organization. And then Medicaid. Well, Medicaid is not a solution. It's always been a Band-Aid approach of trying to get the most poor of the county covered somehow, usually ultimately at the physician's almost charitable participation. And I've always taken care of Medicaid patients presented to me in this, as a surgical case. But the point is no one looks for it because it's not sustainable. It's a charity part of your business. When it becomes a bigger part, you drive physicians out of the business, or what will really shut down will be access. The Canadian government was very clear about this. Supreme Court, access to an insurance line queue for care is not health care, meaning just because you got a piece of paper and says you got a coverage because from one of these exchanges doesn't mean you have a doctor who's going to be there.
We're running out of doctors.
Well, we have there's now a definite published statement by the medical education folks in the country. Will be $44,000 physicians short over the coming decade. And the applications to med school are down, the applications to residencies are down, all this negative stuff, because basically there's so much uncertainty that people aren't willing to commit 10 years of their life to go into a field where you become basically a government employee or functionary with price controls, which is a unique part of our society. There's not too many that actually have frank government price controls. The government controls exactly what I'm worth as a cardiac surgeon today. That's clear.
Of course, you're worth... It's kind of like a policeman or a Marine or a firefighter. You know, your worth can be bandied about to the instant that you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? There is no price.
Well, that's also true. But I think, you know, as a country, we ultimately need to be educated on this and get smart. And I don't think, and frankly, until we go into this abyss, or I call the 23rd Psalm, the Valley of the Shadow of Death, people aren't going to wake up and see this big promise. It was a lie.
They've
got to realize it was all a lie, and now they're creating 12,000 pages of rules and regulations to gum up the system. So be very aware.
They want the government to take it all over. I mean, it's just
this will fail, and we'll become the single payer.
That's the whole thing. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking healthcare and the abyss we're getting ready to drop into. 8:42 in the morning, KCNR, 1460 AM.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
It's a holiday happening at the Fields Jewelers moving sale. That's right, Fields Jewelers is moving around the corner to the Shasta Center. So in celebration of our new location, we're sharing the joy and offering tremendous savings. Save anywhere from 25 to 75% off almost everything in the store. It's your perfect chance for that special gift for that person on your nice list. Fields Jewelers, Hilltop Drive by Sportsman's Warehouse. For now, 221-0230. So come experience the Fields Jewelers holiday moving sale. On now through Christmas, and it's off to our new location at the Shasta Center.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yes.
KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers serving Shasta County seniors since 2004. Their providers are out there. The people, their assistants are providing assistance including transportation, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded and insured. Now, do you need somebody from Home Helpers to help, you know, to assist around the house? You give Sharon a call at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. And she will schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. Can't beat that. Home Helpers. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. And Doug's talking about, we're talking about taxes and the impact it's going to have on all these people. There's another businessman that just walked through and said, I spend this much a year for health insurance. He says, per employee. In other words, two times what I would be fined. Mm-hmm. So frankly, I'll just, you know, hey, go find your own insurance and I'll save half of the money I spend. He could do that if he wanted to.
He could. And the point is he would know that everybody theoretically has coverage at the government exchange piss. So it will, if you're making a pure dollar and cents decision, it's far wiser from his business standpoint, using his margin driven, to just tell his employees to pay the fine, which will then herd his employees, sadly, right into the government exchanges, where they will then compete and pay for their own policy, I guess, based with their own. Who the heck knows what that's going to really look like?
But nobody knows.
But the interesting thing is, if that's all true, knowing that he's paying 2.5 times what the fine is per year, approximately, mm-hmm. That means the government thinks that you can take these people and take the fine and still provide health care? No, that means it has to be subsidized out of somebody else's
fees. That's right.
Or you're going to charge that employee the money right now that he's getting in the form of a benefit. So it doesn't work out well for the employee in terms of what he sees as his take-home pay. And
it's a mess.
But it's designed to create the demand for these exchanges. And it's very seductive for employers, I would guess, to, gee whiz, if the government wants to step in and provide it, that's fine. Yeah. Go do that. I'll pay
now,
the fine.
You've got new taxes.
Well, I do.
It's going to start next year.
Well, that's correct. But more, yes, they are. Employers are, here's a tax that's coming into place very soon, which is actually already is a tax on devices. So medical devices, pacemakers, heart valves. I just put a heart valve yesterday into one of our citizens. And the government is now going to tax the manufacturer 2.6% of that. So that 2.6% is going to go where? Well, the hospitals aren't allowed to charge the patients much because it's under a Medicare type structure. So they're limited as what they can get paid for the placement of the valve. The manufacturer may negotiate something with the hospital, so the hospital costs are going up. Someone's going to pay the 2.6%, but out of the process of creating a pacemaker, which is a difficult device to create and all the regulatory concepts, but suddenly the government has decreed a tax on a device which is going to be put inside the human body. Never happened before. Never has happened.
Wheelchairs, prosthetic devices, all this stuff.
It flows
right
into everything you're going to talk, called a medical device, and that does affect those things, to my knowledge. That alone is going to raise almost $34 billion in this interval of 8 years coming up. That's a fair hunk of change for just one little item. The funny one, which is really when you think about what it takes in Washington to come up with this, is just picking out tanning salons and deciding they're going to tax them. I have no idea why they don't tax ice cream. They could do that, or maybe French fries or McDonald's. But tanning salons alone, I came across that. That's a 10% excise tax on tanning. And that's going to raise $1.5
billion. But they've been doing that one. That
that's
one started
in place already.
Yeah, that's
that,
already.
That went in place. But think about that. Just when you're just sitting in your living room, where in Washington would someone pick up this one piece of American life and decide there should be a 10% excise tax?
You know, somebody said this
why
to
not?
Me.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, they were trying to go after something else, and they couldn't get it. The lobby was too strong,
mm-hmm.
and tanning was kind of like on the periphery of it. Tanning didn't have a lobby. Boom, they hit it.
So they were just a victim.
They were a victim.
Yeah.
They were a drive-by. They were a collateral damage. And I'm trying to remember, because the guy told me, he says, oh, no, they wanted this, but because their lobby was too strong, they took the tanning guys.
Well, but it does tell you a little insight into how greedy the beast can be. It's looking for money, and it just slurps it up. And here they picked tanning because it wasn't
slurps it up.
The soft target,
and it was, and they took advantage of it. Well, that means anything's on the risk.
Oh, everything's at risk. We got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about just real quick the pay it forward the debt for Christmas. And I know you're going to want to get involved in this.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just a small town girl.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Friday, 8:55 in the morning, December the 7th. Don't forget to head on up to the county courthouse for the ceremony commemorating December 7th. And we'll have a number of Pearl Harbor survivors up there.
What time is that?
That's at 9:50.
So we better get moving.
Get moving after this. It's Bad Bob's birthday. He is 63 today.
Oh.
He doesn't look a day over 65. Okay, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Right down there, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, Man's Last Stronghold, one of our favorite places to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop. Don't miss them. Classic Cafe tonight is having their monthly meal, and it's a all-American meal in honor of December 7th. Liver and onions, catfish, Yankee pot roast, all this. Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue, 2427. It's a great, it starts at 5 and it goes to 9 p.m. And, okay, I wanted to talk real quick about and tell the good doctor that we're having to pay it forward the debt, you know, pay it forward debt Christmas.
All right.
And what happened was a dear friend of ours gave me a present last night.
Mm-hmm.
When I opened it up, tears in my eyes, just the thought of it. It was a picture of President Obama and his family.
I saw that.
And you saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I was touched too. And here I am thinking, you know what? In this, we're always take. I think we should give. And one of the ways is you pay it forward, which means that you pay it forward to give somebody else something. So wrapping it up again and giving it to somebody else.
Right.
So I paid it forward, the debt.
Uh-huh.
And we call it debt. And it's green because you're not costing anything and it's
right.
You're just handing it to Mike Huber of Estate Granite, who then took it. We have photos. We're going to put it on Facebook that, you know, we're going to pay it forward all the way through Christmas and get everybody's going to sign it as it's handed to them and they have their present.
That's
so you might want to be watching out because that could become to you.
You
can keep it for a short period of time, though.
But you have to pick.
You have to pay it forward. Somebody that will be touched by this.
Uh-huh.
It's Barbara Harrison's birthday, too.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Barbara's a
class
act
of Redding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she really is. Miss Redding.
It is. And she does. You know what? Barbara Harrison, she says, will you do this? Just don't argue. Just say, well, yes, Barbara. Yes, Barbara. What? Okay,
yeah.
Roll over my back. Yes, Barbara. Lick the dirt and get selenium out of it. Yes.
You're right. I've never said no to Barbara.
Nobody does.
I don't know anybody
who
has. Yeah, she's misinvolved.
She should be the queen of the world.
I think so.
Anyway, the other thing is Judy Maxwell will be her money talking. Obamacare health insurance, the other side of this.
Well, and she'll be on she'll have the real numbers of what's going on in that commercial insurance marketplace that caller had.
And Shasta Startup is right behind us with of course, Randy Denham. And after that, the bold truth. But now, we got a couple minutes. Let's just hammer one more thing. What is the worst thing you can think about Obamacare? Is that four-person or five-person board, the death board? Is that still there? Is that going to be viable?
They really are able to control the payment, what they're going to pay and what the guidelines are going to be about payments. And I just don't know. They keep coming up with all these terms of trying to use best practices, this and that. But there is so much room in the application of healthcare technology that involves judgment that you just can't cover with policy. And what comes to my mind recently is a gentleman I had dinner with he and his lady friend down at the Caldwell Park as part of the Asphalt Cowboys. And he's currently 98. At age 95, I did a three-vessel bypass on him, which was a little controversial. It took us time to talk about it, but Al is a wonderful gentleman and a great member of the Reading community,
five,
and triple bypass. There was no other alternative. He was having daily chest pains and so forth. And so with a little trepidation, we took him off the operating room. That was 3 years ago, and he's living an active life, still drives around town, and lives independently, drops in my office and just says hello on the anniversary of his surgery.
There are people that would say that he should never had that because that costs too much money, blah, 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 and that, you know, anybody over the age of 85 shouldn't get anything.
And that's one of the concerns I have with, as a cardiac surgeon, where we're dealing with people mostly with Medicare population. Exactly what happens as you start to centralize the control about making treatment guidelines. And of course, you don't have to really write the guidelines, but you do, if you say, make a statement that, you know, patients over 85 need to be reviewed before any payment construction. If you basically make people leery of, possibly, basically not being reimbursed, or that you'll be up on review, or just an intimidating bureaucracy like the IRS. I mean, how many people just cave into letters from the IRS?
Oh, they
do. In the government.
And
you got to realize there's 14,000 IRS agents in this bill.
Well, put
part
people,
of the subsidy,
put
part of the
people
taxes.
To work.
Well, they are, but part of the taxes we're talking about go to the IRS.
And by the way, if they come at me, I'm going to give you up in a second.
Well, what does the IRS
doctor?
Have to do with health care?
Ask well, you're going to find
question.
Out.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
And that's, but they don't belong
it's
there.
Called, it's called intimidating. It's called power. It's got nothing to do with health care. It's
thank
power.
You.
It's power.
Health care is the
got to run. Okay. Hey, Shasta Startup, Bold Truth, all these great shows Saturday and Sunday. Judy Maxwell on Monday. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is accused of leading the country off a fiscal cliff by not budging off his insistence on higher taxes on higher income. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in D.C. with the latest.
House Speaker John Boehner just gave an update on his talks with the president.
Well, this isn't a progress report because there's no progress to report.
He says the White House has wasted another week and added it doesn't appear the president is looking for a deal, at least not now.
Reports indicate that the president has adopted a deliberate strategy to slow walk our economy right to the edge of the fiscal cliff.
The White House says it's Republicans that are holding up these talks by resisting the president's demand to raise taxes on wealthier Americans. Chris?
Mike, more Americans are working. Here's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington.
146,000 jobs were added to payrolls last month, a higher figure than anticipated, as Superstorm Sandy had only a minimal impact. The unemployment rate has dropped to a figure not seen since before President Obama took office, falling